Well, hello, hello, hello. Yes, this is a bonus episode of the Naughty But Nice Show. Normally, Rob Shooter is here to introduce and welcome you in to this lovely podcast that we have here each and every day. Today, we figured, you know what? Rob does so much work. Let him sit back, sleep in for a little bit, and I will take over the show. So, as we know, our friend Rob Shooter has a new book called The Four-Word Answer. And you know what? As opposed to me just doing a deep dive into this book, I figured I'd bring on a guest onto this lovely podcast. The one, the only... author of the four-word answer, one Rob Shooter, ladies and gentlemen.
Hello, hello, hello. Thank you for having me. What a lovely introduction. I was frightened then for a minute that you'd booked Andy Cohen on the show. I know, it was such a build-up. I was like, what? You were interviewed Andy? Hello, Garrett. I love this. I love turning the tables and having you interview me. You can ask any question. We've been doing these now for a couple of weeks, bonus episodes, basically to promote the book, let's be honest about it. But I hope you get a little insight into the show and who we are too. So, Garrett, ask anything you want. There is nothing off the record.
Now, Rob Shooter, once you give me leverage like that, I mean, there's no hold bars. I mean,
what have I done? What have I done?
Seriously, I could drive this thing right off the cliff. I mean, we've talked about this many of times. You've worked with some of the biggest names ever, pretty much. Ooh. Like, I could honestly say, you have worked with someone everyone knows down the list of names. Let's just go over them real quick. Jennifer
yes.
Lopez.
Wow.
P. Diddy. Diddy. Mm-hmm. Sean Combs. However you want to call them. Alicia Keys. Jessica Simpson. John Bon Jovi. Or Ooh. Bon Jovi, depending on how you want to look at it. British royalty. I mean, so you literally have worked with someone in the world of quote-unquote entertainment that at least someone out there is aware of or knows of. Now for you to write a book, let's explain this. The four-word answer isn't exactly like a scandalous type book, right?
Right, it's not a tell-all. I mean, there's lots and lots of stories in the books of these extraordinary people that I worked with for many, many years, but it's not a tell-all. I don't sit down and take them apart. In fact, I build them up in the hopes that I build you up too. So the four-word answer really comes from a very, very basic premise, which is every successful person I've ever worked with, they can describe themselves, they know themselves in just a few simple words. In fact, it's probably the most important question, Garrett, you're ever gonna ask. Who am I? Who are you? And only those that are comfortable enough in their own skin know the answer, and only those that know the answer will be successful. So I'm going to help you discover who you are.
But you know what's funny?
In just four words.
Exactly. And the funny thing is, when you started asking that question, it is kind of awkward at first. Do you know what I mean? Like when you say, who are you?
Who are you?
I don't think a lot of people think about that. You know, they just don't. They go out throughout their day just, you know, waking up, having breakfast, going to work, having lunch, you know, having a meeting. They don't think like, who am I?
Yeah, right. It's an interesting thing. I asked my mommy this before the book came out. My mommy's 85 years old. Hello, Betty. Hello, hello, hello. She didn't know the answer. And it really sort of upset her too, that she could get to 85 without ever thinking about that. Nobody had ever asked her that before. It took her about a week, and we speak every Sunday, and she called me back the following Sunday, and before I could say hello, 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 she gave me her four words, and she said she'd been really thinking about it. And it's such a great exercise for us all to do, not just celebrities. Who are you? Think about that. We all deserve an answer. We really do. We know so much about celebrities, about other people in our lives, about friends and family members. This book will make you stop for a minute or maybe even 4 minutes and figure out, who are you? Who are you? When you look in the mirror in the morning, look, really look, and say, who am I? Answer that question, and life gets better.
Now, the other thing, I mean, again, you said I could ask anything. When you do talk to people, do you always go with the three hellos? The hello, hello, hello?
Hello, hello, hello. It sort of became a way that we started this show. So I actually do. I mean, the nice thing about this show, and I think the reason it's become so successful, is we are who we are, Garrett.
Exactly.
You know, I don't put on that many airs and graces. In my real life, I probably mispronounce even more words than I do on this show. But ultimately, yeah, if you see me, I say hello, hello, hello.
Oh, is this three? It's never four. It's never four. Two.
It should be four, it's consistent with my whole brand now. But it's hello, 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 and it's no H. It's E-L-L-O-E-L-L-O-E-L-L-O. Hello, hello, hello.
We're working on the trademarking as we speak. All right. So, I mean, for your book already to be called one of the best self-help books ever by OK Magazine, I mean, how cool of a feeling. As you and I have talked about, you could never imagine the fact that you would be an author in any part of your life.
No, people like me don't write books. People like me don't read books. Like when I went to school, I don't think I ever went to the library. I couldn't tell you where the library was in my school. And so to do this is just extraordinary. And I couldn't have done it if I hadn't worked out who am I in four words. This book changed my life, it really has, Garrett. I'm in better physical shape I've ever been. I'm in better mental shape I've ever been. I'm living a really good life now, and it's because I'm honest about who I am. Once you know who you are, you know who you're not. And it really guides you towards the life you're meant to have. So this book is not going to turn you into J-Lo. It's not going to make you Diddy, but what it will do, it's going to make you a star in your own life. It really will. You can roll out your own red carpet and be a star in your own life.
It's almost like a push off the cliff. I mean, it sounds very like grotesque in the sense of you're pushing us off the cliff, but really it is. I mean, because how many people just stand on that edge of life and going, I don't know, should I this is not for me, or I'm not good enough to do it. And sometimes you just need that encouraging push.
You do, as Lady Gaga sang, you're on the edge of glory. Now you can make a choice. You can choose comfort or you can choose courage. Well, I get it. I've picked comfort for many years of my life where I sat on the couch and I didn't do it. And I thought I was lazy, and I wasn't, Garrett, I was scared.
Right.
And so always pick courage, and the results will be extraordinary. You know, many people told me, I can't write a book. I told myself that. Who am I? I'm not J.K. Rowling. And I realized you don't have to be J.K. Rowling, because I'm not writing Harry Potter. I'm writing the foreword answer, and I can do it. And you can do it too. You can do it.
Yeah. And you know, it's just, it just stinks that because you have the British accent, everyone just assumes that you have Harry Potter, you know, in your blood, and you could write 9,000 books. All right. So one of the words which I find interesting that you have a connection with, all kind of like, you know, a bridge to all your clients that connect them all, is kind. That's one of the common words you see throughout your entire career. Explain the word kind and how celebrities have used that to help themselves.
Yeah, it's a word that you don't often put together with celebrities. You don't think of them as kind, do you? But I can promise you that they are. But a slightly different definition of kindness. So acceptance is the cornerstone of kindness. It really is. And nobody accepts themselves more than celebrities. In fact, one in particular, Jennifer Lopez, taught me how to be comfortable in my own skin, because nothing is kinder than accepting yourself. J-Lo, she doesn't call herself cruel names. It doesn't happen. Those voices we have in our head telling us we're not good enough, we're not smart enough, we shouldn't do it. J-Lo's managed to turn those voices down. I don't know you ever get rid of them, but you have to turn the volume down on those voices. And the way you do that, Garrett, is by being kind. Be kind to yourself. I say things to myself, or I used to before the four-word answer, that I'd never say to a friend. I'm a good guy. I'm a kind guy. I'd never call people names. I'd never try and hurt a friend. Yet, I was saying things to myself that were just so cruel. And I started to believe them. In fact, I did believe them. I have cut out all those cruel, negative, nasty comments that I used to say to myself. And now, I start the day, I live the day, I end the day by being kind to myself.
And it's hard. It's not easy to do, to make those noises in your head, those voices, suppress them in a sense. And it's easy for us to go, hey, just do it. It's not easy, you know?
It's not easy.
And
it's
each person has their own journey of trying to figure it out themselves.
I think one of the things I'm most proud about the book is we don't just tell you what you should and shouldn't do. We give you actual hard facts, evidence, advice, techniques, methods to do this. And so in each chapter, the chapter on kindness, we talk about how you can do this, how you can be kinder to yourself, how you can turn down that negative, nasty voice, which, let's be honest, it's a lie. It's not true. You are good enough. And I give you examples of people who you might not think are that talented, but they're really, really successful.
Right.
Don't make the mistake of thinking everybody that is super successful is super talented. It's not true. Everybody that's super successful is super kind to themselves. They believe in themselves, and I'm going to make you believe in you too.
So another interesting thing that we've all fallen victim to because of tabloids and headlines and just the way that we see things via the internet is the word smart. And, you know, we all have that one or two celebrities in our life that we have seen and be like, they are so not smart. I mean, for example, and, you know, I'm going to call myself out on it. You know, I always assumed Jessica Simpson wasn't the smartest of people out there, you know, based off of Chicken of the Sea and all the things on the reality show and playing up to the quote unquote quintessential stereotype of dumb blonde, you know,
things
like that. But you say that is so not true, though.
Jessica Simpson is the smartest person I have ever met. There, I said it. Jessica Simpson is a genius, a genius. Now, before I met Jess, I thought the same. I didn't think she'd be that smart. In fact, I thought that ditzy blonde she plays on TV was who she is. However, it took within maybe 5 or 10 minutes of meeting Jess. I met her at a fancy hotel at the Ritz-Carlton here in New York. And within 5 minutes of sitting in her, I think it was a $3,000 a suite room she was staying in, I figured out, you know, she's really, really smart. But I gotta say, the thing that makes Jessica so smart is her definition of being smart is revolutionary. Jess argues the only thing that makes you smart, really smart, is the willingness to try. So it's not where you went to school. It's not which books you read. Jessica thinks the only thing that makes anyone smart, including herself, is the willingness to try. Let me tell you a secret.
Yes.
Smart people fail all the time, Garrett. All the time, they fail. In fact, I think it was Michael Jordan doing research for the book. I found out that Michael Jordan had missed 9,000 shots, yet he kept on going and is considered one of the greats. So smart people lose, they fail all the time. Jessica once said to me, and I love this quote, "The road to success is paved with failure." Jess has failed so many times, but she gets back up and she gives it another try. And when she gets back up, she starts all over again with a positive mindset. She thinks about winning, not losing, and I'm going to teach you how to do that in the four-word answer.
Which is so interesting, too, because like you said, the first 5 minutes that stereotype that you had of Jessica Simpson went away. And not to say that all it takes is we need to meet these celebrities for 5 minutes, but you just got to understand that there's more to it than just the facade that we see as we scroll on the internet.
Right. She's so smart. She plays into that role. Like, I've been with her in limos where she deliberately puts a little bit of lipstick on her teeth. So when she gets out, the press are like, "Oh, Jess. Oh, it's that. Which her hair might not be perfect. Or she might trip in those high heels." And I'm like, "Did you do that on purpose?" And she gives me a wink. I asked her, too, about the Chicken of the Sea moment, a famous moment from her reality show. She knew what she was doing.
Yeah,
she
of course.
Knew exactly what she was doing. And so playing ditzy does not make you ditzy. She's the smartest person I've ever met. I grew up not feeling very smart, Garrett. I really did, because I didn't get very good grades in school.
Yeah, either
did
I.
My teachers didn't treat me like I was that smart, and I actually made the mistake of thinking smart was in your DNA. You were either born smart or you weren't, and I wasn't, and then I did the worst thing you can ever possibly do. I just stopped trying. Now, that's the definition of making a stupid move. Keep trying. It's only later on in life that I realized, looking around the room at some of the most successful people in the world, they didn't have a great education. They didn't go to a good school. Ellen dropped out of school. Steve Jobs dropped out of school. We have tons and tons of people in the book that I detail never even graduated, but they went on to change the world. And what made them smart was their willingness to try. Let's face it, one of the richest men in the world, Jeff Bezos, decided to set up a little company in his garage.
Oh.
It turned into Amazon. The smart choice there was believing in himself and trying. This book, Garrett, has become so successful. I'm so thrilled. I didn't expect this. But the reason it has is I tried. You
right.
won't believe the amount of people that told me not to do it, wasting my time. I didn't listen to them. I did the J-Lo technique. I turned down that nasty voice, those nasty comments. I was kind to myself, and then I was smart enough to do the work. And now we're number 11 on the charts. Look
at that. And growing. It doesn't stop at 11. I mean, I'm not done. I'm not going to shut my mouth and end this podcast until we get to number one. Now, it might take a little while from the time we post this podcast, but we're going to get there, Rob Shooter.
Okay, thank you.
Now,
let's
talk about another client of your former client of
Ooh.
Yours who, when talking about being smart, I would have assumed that you were talking about this person first, but this person has taught you something else about being important, and that would
yes.
be one Diddy, a.k.a.
Diddy.
Sean Combs, a.k.a. Puffy, a.k.a. whatever he's at right now. But tell us about how Diddy taught you how to be important.
It's amazing. It's a word that I would never, ever pick for myself, but you have to believe you are important. And Puffy taught me that. Puffy taught me the most important person in your life is you. And when people don't treat you like you're important, you have to leave. Puffy was an amazing client to have. I should have been paying him. He was paying me a fortune to be his publicist, but I learned so much more from him. I learned from Puffy that rejection's a gift. He never got upset when he got rejected because he would argue all rejection does is guide you to the path that is right for you. So the next time somebody says no, don't feel sad, don't feel embarrassed. Realize, you know what? Rejection is redirection, and that's what I learnt from Puffy. He was an extraordinary character. I call him Puffy. When I was cross with him, when he upset me, I called him Sean, like his mother. Yeah, it was like his mommy. Sean!
Did you use the whole name? Like
Sean John Combs! I was like, just Sean, and I'd shoot him a look. We, on paper, have nothing in common. I like show tunes. I'm a silly gay British boy, and he's the coolest cat.
Hold on, you're
in
gay?
New York City. How dare you? He's the coolest cat in New York City. But he taught me that I was important, and I was important to him. I was important to his business. Treat people like they are important. I've got a really good example about this. So when my book was released, it was actually leaked to Page Six, a gossip page in New York, that I was writing this book, and it could have gone either way. Page Six are such good reporters that I was a bit scared. I was like, oh gosh, this is going to be trouble. They wrote a really, really lovely story about the book, and it set up the sales beautifully, and I was very, very grateful for it. And I tried to figure out how that happened. The guy that wrote it used to work for me about 10 years ago, and he told me that I made him feel important when he really, to most people, wasn't. Always treat people like they're important.
Right.
Because they are, they will be, they can be. I've been waiting a decade to do something nice to you because you made me feel important. Everybody feel important.
That's amazing. And you know what? I've never really told you this, though, Rob Shooter, but you know, you have done the same for me in the sense of you are just a friend in general, and you are that, you know, hey, let's just talk, or what's going on? You know, you always find a way to reach out and just be normal, you know, work aside, just be normal, you know what I mean?
Yes,
just
be kind,
exactly.
Be smart, treat people like they're important. We've all got these magical phones in our hands, which has really become my superpower. It takes me 30 seconds to text people. And I text all my friends. I try to check in with people I love at least once a week. And just a nice text, letting somebody know that they're important, that you're thinking about them, not only changes their day, it changes yours. Garrett, because I was kind to you, because I made you feel smart and important, is one of the reasons we have this podcast. Before
right.
iHeart gave us a daily show, you and me were meeting once a week in the bowels of goodness nowhere, and we were doing our own little show. And that's how it all starts. There is an important person just around the corner who is waiting to meet you be smart enough to recognize that.
Yes, exactly. And we're having some fun, and we're learning a lot about the four-word answer from you, too, as we break it down, too. But also, you've worked with so many celebrities, and you've heard so many things, words of wisdom, stories that some that you'll probably take to the grave and then release in a book after the grave. What are some of your favorite celebrity quotes that have stuck with you that, you know, still put a smile on your face?
Yeah, they change every day. And one of the nicest things about the book is, as well as me rattling on and on and on, there's tons of celebrity quotes in the book to inspire you. Today, I think my favorite quote of the day, it changes every day, is something Diddy told me. Diddy said, quote, "If you're chasing your dreams, you're not running fast enough. Stop chasing them and catch them. I promise you, your dreams are closer than you think, and you can move a lot faster than you ever thought." I always wanted to be a published author. That dream just felt too far away. So instead of focusing on writing a book, I wrote a page. I wrote two pages, then it turned into a chapter. You can do it step by step. Don't think about the marathon. Think about step by step. And I promise you, you will get there.
So as much as I want to thank Diddy, I also want to thank you, too, for that quote, because you have told me that on several occasions, and I knew that was one of your favorite quotes. And just recently, too, and I don't know if it's because you've been saying it more often because of the book, but it stuck with me to the fact that it literally had pushed me to an opportunity to get on television and do something with Extra based off of chasing after your dreams and not running fast enough.
You were incredible.
No, thank you.
You were on Extra as a co-host from New York. And get this, because we're all kind to one another and we're smart and we are important, a friend of mine is the executive producer of that show. I was on Extra last night plugging the book, and she called me to say, "Good job, and you were terrific." And while we were talking, I was like, my friend Garrett was fantastic. And the EP said, yes, he was. We're all connected. You make your own circle of friends. You're the spider in your own little web of connections. Help each other out, because when Garrett is the host of Extra, he'll have me on once a week.
Yes. You know, as they say, as the ride goes, it is a small world after all. All right. Well, Rob Shooter, thank you for stopping by our podcast. You know, I know you're very busy. I had to book you on your own podcast. That's how this works. I mean, I have to.
I'd said no if I'm too busy. No. Never.
Imagine you send me to yourself, be like, "Oh, talk to my person." And then I call your person, and it's you on the other hand, and I have to argue
Darby,
about you.
It's Darby, my puppy. It's Darby.
I have to
Thank
argue
you
with
for
the
doing
dog.
This, Garrett. You're so good at it.
Rob Shooter, no, congratulations on the book. Just because it's sitting at number 11 right now doesn't mean it has to stop at number 11. So do yourself a favor, even if you have it, the holidays right around the corner. Now, this is where we turn into QVC. The holidays right around the corner. Go out, buy the book, get the audio version if you want to fall asleep to Rob Shooter in your head, as I do from time to time.
I
call
dare him. You. How dare you.
It's a good, like, you your voice.
Stop it,
me at
you've
ease.
Said it. How dare you. I'm going to take all your words back. You're naughty, 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 naughty.
All right. Well, the best self-help book ever, according to OK Magazine. I'm just going to go out there and say just the best self-help book, period.
And remember, everybody, let's say it together. If you're going
to
be
naughty,
you've got to be nice. Take care, everybody. Pip, pip.
Pip, pip. I get to say pip, pip. You, like, I'm in charge here. Pip, pip.
It's Naughty But Nice with Rob!